planet game is me, Mars Blackman, and I'm way above the rim, demonstrating some serious hang time.
Hi, this is Alex Russell.
This is Natural Self.
Yo, what's up?
My name's Aaron Jerome.
Hi, this is Omar.
This is Alex Cowan, aka TM Duke.
Yo, this is Camp Diddle.
Hey everybody, this is Stephanie McKay.
This is Ho Bibber from Death Ready to Drop.
With DJ Mars.
Mars.
With Mars.
Mars B.
With Mars Blackman.
Salut à tous, bienvenue dans Hang Time en direct sur Radio Grenouille 88.8 FM. C'est l'épisode 22 de la saison 1. J'espère que vous êtes bien calés devant votre ordinateur sur les 38.org ou chez vous devant votre poste. En tout cas, ce soir, programme riche. Puis ne vous trompez pas, c'est pas parce qu'on entend du brésilien qu'on va continuer dans cette veine ce soir, même si le morceau est bon. En tout cas, ce soir, c'est Circus qu'on reçoit. Circus, le projet qui comprend de grands noms, hein, comme Burt Ford, producteur notamment du fameux Blue Lines de Massive Attack, leur premier album fondateur pratiquement du mouvement trip-hop. Et puis évidemment aussi le groupe de Néné Cherry, qui se fait rare en ce moment, mais qui revient avec un album qui s'appelle Medicine, très 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 intéressant. On en parlera mieux tout à l'heure avec le groupe Circus au complet, qui sera en direct avec nous. Et puis après ce petit morceau bien ensoleillé, on va partir un petit peu, allez, une fois n'est pas coutume, électro, abstract, hip-hop. Restez avec nous, vous êtes dans Hang Time.
Last seen DMG, we flying that DeLorean according to more than
in a few like all them. Steve's extends all the way to the Martians. Half man, half alien, so call me Marvin. Niggas try and copy the style like echoes, trying to get pockets full of green like Geico geckos. You say I'm out of my brain, the boy's insane. Well, how am I lame when all y'all dressed the same? Chanel shades is off, they're peeping what I'm saying. Keep it strictly 100%, never lie where I'm laying. Eardrum to the speakers, homies, so listen close. They should call me Jim Henson, I manhandle Mumpus. So I'm sipping green tea, chilling in my b-boy stance. Try to stay on top like a damn lap dance. Still dapper than Dan, I'm a dapper Don. Seeing over you little rappers like Mastodon. Let's go.
DMG. 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 It's the DMG. Bully, top of the line, like my name in this intro. Swag nice, put lines by a 10 to 1 ratio. By making dope. Love me in this game, man. Heavens know. I'm an Aztec warrior, hunting money like Buffalo. From Texas, so I've been retarded music. I like it slow. We about stars, jeans, and green, and cups like Piccolo. We lean slow. Candy Chevys with a Shanty 24. Man, y'all know how the rest go. I don't smoke, but I'm higher than Seth. I'm so dope. Call me Amy Winehouse, piss test. Yes, from the 903 Magic Flow, like HIV. So fresh, I got blinders back and got just to get a glimpse of me. Conceit. It. Nah, I just caught it like a referee. I'm spinning the heat, y'all rockin' on beat, and all the rest is history. You see it? Like Lupe, we steady mobbing, and no stoppage like Big Ben's tick tocking. Tick, 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 tick. Hey, 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 hey,
let's go.
It's the DMGs.
Voilà un morceau qui porte bien son nom, Rude et Forte, morceau de Bullion que vous avez pu retrouver. L'autre morceau de son maxi que vous avez pu retrouver sur la dernière compilation de Brandswood Bubblers numéro 3. D'ici quelques instants, on sera en direct avec le groupe au complet de Circus qui sort donc son nouvel album Medicine. Et puis vous allez voir, son surprenant, beaucoup plus up-tempo en tout cas que ce à quoi il nous avait habitué. Et puis on va écouter tout de suite le premier single de cet album qui s'appelle Bells.
Never leave, never leave, live and love. home and you don't know why. You have lost your phone, you got drunk and slow, you're too high. You're too, too sad.
Premiers extraits de cet album de Circus Medicine qui sort dans très peu de temps. Donc premier extrait, on a entendu Bells et puis voilà Drunken Stone, tout premier extrait de cet album. Et puis bah, pour en parler, qui de mieux que Circus eux-mêmes qui sont en direct avec nous. Je pense qu'ils sont là, mon Seb me dit que oui. Hi guys.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, we're good, we're good. We are really pleased to have you in this show. So, first of all, maybe you can introduce yourself to our auditors.
Hello, I'm Nana. Here, I'm going to pass you on Bert here. Bert, Mr. Bert Ford. Hold on.
Hello, I'm Bert Ford. How are you?
Yeah, I'm okay, I'm okay.
We only have one telephone.
Okay, oh, you just have one phone. Okay, so no problem. So, alors Circus, 4 personnes, Nene Cherry, Bert Ford, qu'on vient d'entendre, Lolita Moon et Marc Carmil qui sont là avec nous. Ils sont en tournée dans toute la France en ce moment. Well, I'm going to ask you a few questions, of course, and translate for the French auditors.
Okay.
So, first of all, for the first album, you know, Circus has been presented by the media and the press as the new Nene Cherry's group, and on all the albums in France, it was a sticker as it was just like Nene Cherry featuring Circus. So 2 years, a couple of years after Laylo, so how did the group grow? Did the group now is just a real group, like Circus is the group?
Yeah, I think we are a real group. It was funny, we didn't really want those stickers to be on there, but you know how it is when people are trying to sell things.
Yeah.
It's not very fair on Nana to have stickers with her name on it. It doesn't say Bono on every U2 album.
That's
but
right.
It's a proper group now. Everyone's in there together.
Yeah, because it's now Circus is presented as Circus. It's not as Nene's Cherry's side project anymore.
We got more power, so we managed to force them to stop doing it.
And that's great news. Ouais, voilà. Bah, donc le problème de Circus au début, c'est que c'était présenté comme le groupe de Nene Cherry par la presse, par les médias, bah, qui voulaient vendre du disque, évidemment. Bah, maintenant, ils ont pris leur indépendance, ils ont plus de pouvoir. Donc les voilà enfin. Et comme nous le disait Bert Ford, fort logiquement, il n'y a pas marqué Bono sur tous les albums de U2. Donc c'était un excellent parallèle en tout cas. Puis la première chose qui saute aux oreilles en tout cas en écoutant cet album, vous le verrez par vous-même, c'est que l'album est beaucoup plus up-tempo que le premier. qui était beaucoup plus lent, beaucoup plus trip-hop. Alors ça devait être, vous l'avez entendu en tout cas avec, avec l'extrait Bells tout à l'heure, une évolution j'imagine logique du groupe. First thing about your new album, Medicine, is the rhythm, is very up-tempo as your first single, Bells. So after Lay Low, very trip-up and very down-tempo, you wanted to do something more, not for dance floor, but really more up-tempo.
Yeah, I think so. I think when we made the first album, you know, we were spending, it was much more insular, and we were a bit more thinking inward, and with Lay Low, after it came out, you know, we spent a lot of time playing live, mm-hmm. and I think that the energy, even like the Lay Low music, really changed and progressed a lot, and became a lot more dynamic, and kind of, we became louder.
Yeah.
And I think we, you know, we kind of healed on that journey as well. So I think that, you know, that that's probably the reason why, you know, we wanted a record that we definitely could go out and that would work live.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we also just we feel a bit more raucous.
Yeah, to recreate the
a bit more noise.
Yeah, and recreate the energy we can find on stage.
Yes.
Okay.
I think like last time around, people kept saying, or somehow the album Lalo kept being referred to as Broken Soul. And then I've been saying now with this album, it's more like Broken Disco.
Yeah, that's right. Alors, voilà un album donc beaucoup plus rapide. Et puis, bah, ils ont tellement tourné sur Lalo qu'ils ont envie de, avec beaucoup d'énergie sur scène, ils ont envie de le retranscrire sur leur nouvel album. Qui est beaucoup moins trip-hop, et ils ont voulu y insuffler une nouvelle énergie en tout cas pour peut-être faire un petit peu plus danser les gens. Nene Thierry le qualifie comme Broken Disco, donc c'est bon, c'est pas trop disco, vous inquiétez pas quand même. En tout cas, la sonorité est très abstracte, et très abstract hip-hop, des sons qu'on a pu retrouver, vous avez pu entendre dans Hang Time, et puis sur de nombreuses chroniques comme Flying Lotus, comme Bullion qu'on a écouté tout à l'heure. Donc peut-être que ce sont cette scène abstract hip-hop a pu les influencer à un moment donné. Where your sound is really abstract, like guys like Flying Lotus or Bullion. So have you been inspired by the abstract hip-hop movement?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, we like, I mean, everything from the more commercial side of MIA to Daedalus to, you know, in fact, we've kind of been trying to work with people on that level for several years. So it's always interested in... our friends in Colcott run their label in London, and we listen to a lot of music on that label, and we've always been into the more sort of strange and weird and dark side of things.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, my personal favourite at the moment is Daedalus. I'm hoping to see him soon.
Ok, bah alors voilà, ils se sont beaucoup influencés de cette scène-là, puisqu'ils se portent toujours sur le côté un peu sombre des choses. Par exemple, des artistes comme M.I.A. évidemment, qui les ont influencés. Bah, qu'est-ce qu'il y a alors, puisqu'on y est dans les influences, qu'est-ce qu'il y a dans l'hip-hop de Circus en ce moment qui tourne? While we are talking about influences, so what is in the Circus iPod lately?
Well, Flying Lotus is definitely in there.
Okay.
We've just got Flying Lotus is definitely in there. I've been listening to, of course, Radiohead's always in there. I can't get rid of all the Radiohead from there. And funnily enough, I've just gone back to listening to Tom York's solo album.
Mm-hmm.
We still have the Burial album in there from 2 years ago.
Okay.
And I think we've been listening to Nissen and Mondai from Japan,
mm-hmm.
and we've gone back to a bit of old school as well. We've been listening to The Slits.
Okay, so it's definitely the dark side of the force.
Yeah.
bon, voilà, les grandes influences, vous avez entendu, hein, Flying Lotus, Radiohead, et puis là, ils sont revenus un peu old school sur certaines choses, mais c'est vrai que ça reste quand même assez particulier. Et puis bah, quand Circus s'est créé, ils avaient dit qu'ils avaient envie de monter ce projet pour relever un peu le niveau de l'industrie musicale et de tout ce qu'on entendait actuellement. Alors, est-ce que ça a réussi? I wrote on some magazine and what you said at the first place, when you created Circus, it was to increase the level of the musical industry. So, a couple years ago, is the mission accomplished?
It's difficult, huh? I mean, we've got the chance this year to maybe have our own stage at Art Rock in San Rio in Brittany.
Mm-hmm.
And that's maybe the first stage of our wanting to change things and make them different. And we're gradually finding a place now where music is the predominant thing rather than the business. And I think that that's taken a couple of years to wait for some of the business people to go and leave and for the musicians to get control again. And I'm starting to feel, and we're all starting to feel, that that's becoming the case.
Okay. Voilà, ils ont réussi un petit peu leur mission. C'est vrai que les musiciens commencent à reprendre un peu le pouvoir par rapport à ce qu'ils trouvaient il y a deux ans. On retrouve de plus en plus de gens sur scène. Et voilà, donc ils sont assez contents de ça. Maintenant, donc ils sont en tournée, ils sont sur scène. Alors pour tous ceux qui ont envie de voir Circus, bah, quoi ça ressemble? Well, you are on tour this time, so how is it going so far for you on stage on this medicine tour?
Well, we've only done a few shows and then we've taken a break now to come back and finish learning to get the rest of the album for live. So we actually just came up from the rehearsal room now to take this phone call. So it's really exciting. We just did Drunk and Stone, which you played. So it was really nice to play it for the first time in a rehearsal type situation. It's exciting.
Okay.
And this time on stage, there's far less to prove, really. So we can be a little bit more ourselves and a little bit darker and a little bit more introspective.
D'accord, bah alors voilà, alors on les a dérangés puisqu'ils étaient en train de répéter, ils étaient en plus en train de répéter le morceau qu'on a écouté juste avant, Drunk and Stone, donc ils sont encore en train de travailler sur ce live qui sera beaucoup plus sombre et beaucoup plus introspectif en tout cas. Well, for people who are expecting to see you on stage, how is Circus looking on this tour? Is it just the normal group or just any other musicians on stage with you?
We've changed the rhythm section, so the two Swedes have gone, and we've got young Liam Hutton from London on drums, and we've got another guy from the north of England called Andrew Hargreaves on guitar.
Mm-hmm.
And they've never really played in with us before, so we're just rehearsing with them for the first time. And there's very little in the way of machines this time around. It's more just live playing. And then when we do go to the machine tunes, it's more just exclusively machine. So there's not that kind of mix that we had before. It's very different. It's exciting. It feels like a lot more could go wrong if we mess it up.
Yeah, it's a total different gig, actually.
Yeah, okay. It could be a total disaster.
I'm sure it won't be. So you are six on stage?
Yes.
Ok, bah ils sont 6 sur scène, alors ils ont changé leur section rythmique, et puis il y a une nouvelle guitare et un nouveau batteur qui viennent du nord de l'Angleterre, donc c'est un concert totalement différent. Alors pour ceux qui les ont déjà vus sur la tournée de Laylo, c'est totalement différent, donc ils pensent que ça peut être un grand succès comme un désastre complet. Bon, moi j'y crois pas trop au désastre, j'imagine que ça va être une grande réussite, et puis bon, bah on va les laisser aller répéter. Mais on peut pas s'empêcher de demander quand même. On a Nina Thierry en ligne avec nous. Il y a des rumeurs comme quoi elle serait en train de rentrer en studio pour son nouvel album solo. On va quand même lui poser la question. Well, final question. I'm sorry, I definitely have to ask question to Nina Thierry. There is a rumor of what she's maybe she's going back to the studio for her next solo album. So is it true?
Yes, it's true.
Yeah, great news.
Oh, good. I'm glad you think that's great. That makes me happy.
So when is it coming out?
That's a good question. When it's ready.
Yeah.
Soon.
It
has to be really soon, you know. It has to be soon.
Yeah, so it's
but
just...
you know what I think? It's like going to come out, probably something will come out. We'll do the Circus album now. We'll be touring all summer and stuff, and I think by the beginning of next year sometime I can feel that I'll be ready.
And you will be on the road too?
Yes.
Okay, so that's
of
great.
Of course. We're only just starting.
So as with you as solo and with
Circus.
Yeah, and with you you will always be welcome in Marseille with Circus and you alone. So I hope we will see you on stage as soon as possible.
We're really looking forward to coming there. We love it there.
Okay, thank you very much.
So good.
Circus, thank you very much.
You
can go back to your repetition right now.
All right, thank you. I'm going to pass it to Bird as well to say bye. See you everybody.
Okay, bye bye.
Bonsoir, merci.
Merci beaucoup. À très bientôt.
Thank you.
And good luck for your album and for your tour in France. And we hope we'll see you in Marseille as soon as possible.
Merci.
Have a great night.
Okay, thank you. And you.
Okay, bye-bye. Alors,
bye-bye.
Bye. Alors voilà, donc quand même, la bonne nouvelle, Nina Thierry, un album qui devrait sortir après la tournée de Circus. Ils vont tourner toute cette année, tout l'été, donc peut-être en début d'année prochaine, la tournée qui suit. Donc voilà, donc si vous avez raté Nina Thierry avec Circus, vous aurez une chance de la voir... par la suite en solo en tout cas. Voilà, c'était Circus dans Hang Time, très sympa, très décontracté en tout cas. Ils sont repartis répéter leur petit morceau en attendant la tournée et la programmation d'Hang Time repart de suite. Thank you.
what I'm feeling, but I hope you recognize what's right before your eyes. Oh, your heart should realize from where I'm dealing. Baby, I'm trying to show you that I love you. Baby, I'm trying to show you that.
Oh, mama! too late, you know, to put up a fight. But they know there's something there that they don't see. But what to do about what's supposed to be in all our victims of the darkness? What will they do? What will they do? Victims of the darkness. What will they do? What will they do? Victims of the darkness, they don't understand. Tell both 2 feet or sunk too deep in the sand. But they know there's something there that they don't see. But what is done about what's supposed to be? Now there's a man with a plan, with a pencil in his hand, and he's strong about it, so he write a song about it. Now there's a man with a plan, with a pistol in his hand. If he write about it, tell me, should he fight about it? There's a man about it. The Bible in his hand. Is he sure about it? What does he know about it? Now there's another man with a plan, with your future in his hand. Can you live without him? Can you live without him? What can you do about him? Oh no, victims of the darkness. What will they do? What will they do? What will they do? The victims of the darkness, they don't see the light. Till it's too late, you know, to put up a
that we're living in, give back to us what we put in. And have no doubts, nothing in, nothing out. It's a rule we must obey, living free from poverty. Just to carry on, keep up in this super world, super world, super world, super world. Ah, we've got to deal with it.
Hollywood.
Ah, we've got to deal with it.
Philadelphia.
Ah, we've got to deal with it.
Baltimore.
Ah, to deal with it.
New York City.
These super dreams I've been dreaming won't come true without some scheming, because that mastermind is steady dealing me a hand that's hard to play. You got to know the game and how to play it to keep up in this super world. Just to carry on, keep up in this super world.
sound of my voice right now, just take a little time out and listen to what I have to say. People, we are moving so fast, we don't realize that we are running out of time. The world is in a state of confusion. Mothers are turning against daughters. Sons are turning against their fathers. Poverty, inflation, pollution. People, think about it. Just think about it. Think about it.
We're women. We have feelings too. We can be mothers, lovers, but don't deny us the chance to make decisions too. Not only us as women, but all of us as a people.
Yes, it does. It takes all of us. So let's start right now. Just listen to what we've brought on ourselves.
Cette petite session abstract hip-hop, on termine avec Yo Majesty, donc Let Go, nouvelle figure emblématique, voix féminine. Et la semaine prochaine, on aura également une nouvelle figure féminine que l'on aime beaucoup, en tout cas à Radio Grenouille et sur Hangtime d'autant plus, c'est Stacey Epps, qui a fait de nombreux featuring, que ce soit avec les Jazz Liberators, avec Madlib, plus récemment pour ceux qui ont le dernier projet de Madlib, et qui a sorti son album solo The Awakening l'an dernier, en fin d'année, et c'est un excellent album que l'on vous conseille. Stacey Epps qui sera en direct avec nous, et je vous annonce déjà l'événement du mardi 17 mars, c'est la venue archi exclusive dans les studios avec moi en direct par téléphone. Ce sera Arabian Prince, fondateur du grand groupe NWA, aux côtés de Eazy-E et Dr. Dre. Donc autant vous dire que on va parler bon son, on va parler old school en tout cas. DJ PH qui est en face de moi en attendant de démarrer la cinquième colonne sera là évidemment également en connaisseur et pourra vous en parler, reparler dans la cinquième colonne également. Ils sont tous là, Manu, Dub, Selecta Ismo, DJ PH, la cinquième colonne à suivre, 20h-22h. Hangtime, vous le retrouvez en podcast dès demain sur le site D38, grenouille888.org. N'oubliez pas que vous pouvez m'envoyer des mails sur le site hangtime@grenouille888.org. N'oubliez pas qu'Hangtime est également partenaire avec le magazine World Sound, dont le nouvel exemplaire va pas tarder à sortir, et vous retrouverez la playlist également de Mars Blackmon, moi-même à l'intérieur. Grand merci à mon ingénieur du son préféré Seb en face de moi pour son aide précieuse tout au long de cette heure passée ensemble. On vous souhaite une excellente soirée. Hangtime s'achève, à la semaine prochaine.
It's easy to cover Mars Blackman.
No money is me.
Me.
Me. From back in the day.
Mars?
Yeah. Is this really it?
You're gonna retire?
Going to quit?
Is it true?
Yes, Mars.
You sure?
Yes, Mars.
Really? Truly?
Cross your heart and hope to die and stick a needle in your eye?
Yes, Mars.
So long.
Goodbye.
Farewell.
For good.
Again?
Goodbye, Mars.